Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
More than 75,000 Afghan refugees have arrived in the U.S. since Afghanistan fell to the Taliban last August. They're being resettled in 46 states, including Iowa. But Iowa has a shortage of affordable housing. As Iowa Public Radio's Kendall Crawford reports, that has made it tough for resettlement agencies that are welcoming Afghan refugees.
Riza Akrami knows a lot about building a home. Since he was 18 years old, he would take old properties in the province of Banyan in central Afghanistan and reconstruct them into something new. But now he's far from those buildings and the country his family had called home for 75 years.
It was so difficult. With crying, we are getting out from Afghanistan. Yeah, believe me. You know, our home, that is the only place that we are comfortable. That's the only place that is so valuable for us.
But Akrami says since he landed in America 5 months ago, he's felt welcome, even when he was living on a crowded military base.
And here we have our restroom.
In November, he was moved to a house in Sergeant Bluff, Iowa. It was stocked full of furniture, food, and toys for his wife and two children.
In whole my life, I'm 28 years old, and in this 28 years old, no one helped me the same that she did. Believe me.
He's talking about Mercedes Dimas. She's the refugees coordinator for the Mary J. Trelia Community House in Sioux City, where she's resettled over 20 Afghan individuals since late fall. More than 600 refugees have moved a world away from their home country to this Midwestern state. Dima says it's been a big challenge finding homes that are affordable for people like Akrami.
The way that I was thinking about it this whole time is putting myself in their shoes, you know, and thinking, okay, what could I realistically afford, you know, for me and my family if I just had a couple of works, you know, months of work in.
Dimas has had to negotiate with landlords and even look outside of Sioux City in Sergeant Bluff and Lamar's, almost 30 miles away. She'll soon need to find homes for 30 more individuals. She's working on a compressed timeline. Resettlement agencies are only getting a day's notice when an Afghan refugee is arriving from military bases. In other resettlements, they had a week to prepare. Mark Sucheska is the bureau chief of refugee services in Iowa. He says the time crunch has heightened the challenges they'd already been facing with housing.
So it was really just trial by fire, you know, working around the clock and just trying to tap into those resources that we didn't think of before and that are going to help us in the long run.
Many Afghan refugees aren't placed in permanent homes right away. Since they first began arriving, resettlement agencies have had to use hotels and Airbnbs as temporary living situations. The U.S. Committee for Refugees and Immigrants Des Moines director, Carrie Trufunk, says that's because many are arriving as families.
When you have a wife and four or five kids, you can't live in a one-bedroom apartment. That's just not livable. And here in Des Moines, finding three-bedroom, even market-rate apartments is hard and expensive.
On top of that, Trufunk says they need to consider homes in walking distances from grocery stores, schools, and public transit. Next comes booking medical appointments, enrolling children in schools, and finding a well-paying job.
It's overwhelming some days thinking about the number of things that we need to do.
Most of all, the Afghan arrivals need community. Fema says maybe the hardest part of the process is getting neighbors to see them as humans, not just refugees.
I wish people could see that, you know, that they are not anywhere near helpless. Like, they're so much more incredible even than me, than a lot of people I know. It's just a terrible situation that they're in, but if they had the support, just that emotional and that welcoming support, then we could all thrive together and learn from each other.
Riza Akrami is grateful to have found a welcoming community in Sergeant Bluff.
It is not important that in where you are living. It means location is not important. The important is the heart of the people.
He's even begun to make friends at the local manufacturing plant where he works the overnight shift.
We will spend the rest of our life here, like our home, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he dreams of someday using his construction knowledge to build a home right here in Iowa. For Here and Now, I'm Kendall Crawford.